Succubus. The succubus was a European mythological female demon known for entering men's bedrooms at night and having intercourse with them while they slept. Her male counterpart was the incubus, the equally mythological demon rapist of sleeping women. Like so many evil, insidious, devil-inspired beings of medieval lore, succubi and incubi were in league with each other. Succubi were not just forcing themselves on hapless, unsuspecting sleeping men for the fun of it, for example. They were also collecting human semen to pass along to their sterile incubi brethren so that the incubi could impregnate their female victims if and when the time was right. To no real surprise, there seemed to be far fewer complaints of succubus attacks than of incubus attacks. In fact, the most common victims of succubi just happened to be priests, monks, and any other members of the religious clergy whose positions demanded vows of celibacy. What more convenient way to explain away the, shall we say, evidence of a forbidden erotic dream than to blame a pesky, uncontrollable, wanton succubus? And the word succubus is from the Latin for harlot, by the way. So, what was a defenseless celibate monk to do when faced with, of all things, a harlot demon sent from the devil himself? Synchronicity. First, please review the definition of coincidence, which in brief is a fleeting, conscious glimpse at a moment in our life chart that's about to happen, and a sign that we're in perfect sync with our chart. Synchronicity is a close relative of coincidence. The word synchronicity was popularized by the brilliant Swiss psychologist Carl Jung, who was in his office with a patient one day discussing Egypt when a beetle known as an Egyptian scarab walked across his desk. Jung found the word coincidence too ordinary to describe an Egyptian beetle thousands of miles from where it belonged, appearing at the exact moment he was talking about Egypt. It was a clear sign to Jung that this universe God created is not random and chaotic, but ordered, perfect, and patterned in a word, synchronized, from which Jung coined synchronicity. Synchronicity, then, is an especially meaningful coincidence. Like Jung's Egyptian scarab, it always involves some kind of unmistakable physical sign, not only to call your attention to the magical harmony of the universe, but also to give you tangible proof that you are exactly where you charted yourself to be, exactly when, exactly with whom. God, who co-wrote your chart with you, is giving you a visible thumbs up, a nod to say, yes, I am with you and I am watching, and at this moment you are in perfect sync with your blueprint. Good work. True synchronicity is not likely to happen as often in our lives as coincidences are. But watching for it and recognizing it when it occurs means catching a chance for a private smile between you and God.